Father, we thank you, Lord, for this hour of fellowship. To God be the glory. God be the glory. Thank you, Lord, for those who are already here and those who will be joining us later. And let the word of God go forth unhindered. Let it fall on good ground as well. We declare, as always, that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. Inspire our hearts, O Lord, this morning through the word of God. And give courage. Give understanding in Jesus' name. God be the glory. Amen. And amen. Well, today, I want to challenge us with this message. A message on back to our Emerge series. Go forward. Time for your advancement has come. And that's the reason why you'll find out in this lesson what we are, what that's all about. Praise the Lord. As a background to the lesson, I want you to remember, a call to remembrance, the story or stories of the children of Israel, their journeys. From the land of Egypt when God brought them out and so forth, and all their journeys. And even before that, recall, call back to mind the promises that God made. First to Abraham, then to Isaac, then to Jacob, and so on and so forth. And there are many times in their journeys that God will refer back to the promise or promises that he made and give encouragement to the people to press forward. So we're going to pick up little bits and pieces of these stories here and there and see what the Lord will be saying to us today. And there is a season of advancement that's now at hand. You know, that the Lord is calling for. We want to encourage us by the word of the Lord, contend for that in Jesus' name. Now, you know, the popular story of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. Now they are at the Red Sea. Pharaoh is charging or trying to charge down behind them, Red Sea in front of them. They are trapped in the middle. No place to go forward, no place to go backward. Now the angel of the Lord sets up a pillar of fire to hold the chariots of the armies of Pharaoh at bay. So because, you know, they're afraid of the fire, they can't go through. So that provides a cover and an opportunity, a time for the children of Israel to get through the Red Sea. But they are afraid of going forward because the Red Sea is in front of them. Moses, on the other hand, is trying to get the people to believe that God is the one that's leading them. He's not leading them to destruction. Some elements in the crowd are raising their voices. They should have left us in Egypt. Now we're going to perish here and all our young ones in this Red Sea. Moses now cries unto the Lord. And the Lord responds. So that's the backdrop to this first part of this lesson. So pick it up from here. So now, the Lord, when Pharaoh drew near, Exodus chapter 14 and verse 10, when he drew near, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, has thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell you while we were in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? But it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians and leave, right, than for us to try to get away from them and die in this wilderness. Now, this is what they were thinking. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you this day. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, he said. You shall hold your peace. You know, quit all your grumbling and so on. The Lord is going to fight for you. So something that the Lord determined, and he's going to see you through. He brought you out. I'm going to leave you here to die. I mean, let's think about that. Did God bring them out of Egypt so that, you know, they could be destroyed at the Red Sea? No. There was a mission. They were not only going to come out of Egypt, but they were going somewhere. Something that God had promised them, promised to their fathers, was where they were going. You know, a land that was flowing with milk and honey and so forth. Now, the Lord said unto Moses, why criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. So that's the first part of this lesson. That's where the first part of the title comes from. Go forward. You know, go forward. Now let's examine the circumstances that surround this go forward. You know, well, they are stuck. Go forward to where? I mean, first of all, we're not even considering going back. That's out of the question. But go forward to where exactly? I mean, the Red Sea is in front of them. How can they go forward? But that's what the Lord says. You got to go forward. I say that to say this, that look, while you are at those Red Sea moments, and you're facing and experiencing those Red Sea moments, the Lord will be speaking the same thing. You got to go forward. You know, as long as you are there, it's still going to just be the Red Sea. You must engage this commandment from your commander-in-chief to go forward. Now, when you engage and embrace that, then something is about to unfold. When the Lord told Moses to tell the people to go forward, he also gave Moses instruction of what to do, you know, to give encouragement to the people. Now, they cannot, everybody knew, including Moses, and including the Lord himself, knew that they could not go through the Red Sea as the Red Sea was. So, but the Lord knew he had to part the Red Sea for them to go through on dry land. Now, Moses also now, he knew and trusted the Lord that God was going to do something. And the rest of the people, though, they didn't. So when the Lord told him, stretch, lift up your hand and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. That's it right there. Moses knew. Because God had showed him many miracles already through that rod. While they were in Egypt, he used the rod, touched the river Nile, and it turned to blood. And he used the rod over the land to bring flies and locusts and frogs and all these kind of things and plagues of every kind, you know, hailstone and so forth, darkness over the land and all of that. So he knew what God, you know, once the Lord spoke that word, he knew. And so he said, lift up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it so that the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And on top of that, the Lord told Moses, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow hard. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, and upon all his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Think about that. You know, the situations that we face from time to time, the one that you are facing now, you know, God's intervention is to get God glory. The Lord will intervene for the purpose of Him getting the glory. I will get me honor and glory and renown upon Pharaoh and his chariots and his horsemen. And then they will know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me that honor over them. And the angel of the Lord went before the camp of Israel and removed. See, was in their front before, following him, then he removed. And he stood behind them. The pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. It came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. There was a cloud and darkness to Egypt, but it gave light to these ones, so that one could not come near the other all night long. You know, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, or the dry land to appear, even as the waters were divided, a heap on one side and a heap on the other side. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the agnostics and Christics and people who don't like to believe the acts of the Lord, they say, well, you know, Moses took these people to cross the Red Sea at the point where the waters were only ankle deep. So they were just able to go through. If that was the case, why would their heart have melted against the sea? You know, and if that was the case, why did the waters have to pile up and be like a wall unto them? It was ankle deep. There would be nothing to pile up. And more spectacularly, my argument to one person one day, that's, you know, it was like, if that was the case, well, you know, it's even more spectacular that the Lord will drown the chariots of Israel, I mean, Egypt, in ankle deep water. You know, think about it. So if you say, well, it was only ankle deep, they just wade, you know, just waded through the water. Okay, cool. If that's the case, then how in the world did he drown all their chariots in ankle deep water? So we know it wasn't ankle deep. In fact, you know, there were, you know, when the waters were piled up, Bible said it was a wall unto them, it was high up. The dry ground that was underneath the sea appeared, and they walked through it. It was like going through a tunnel, you know, wall on either side, the pass-through. And the Lord God of heaven succored the hosts of Egypt in when he saw that the children of Israel were clean passed over. Well, he removed the barrier in between them. And the children of Egypt, the horsemen thereof and Pharaoh, they charged forward. And God waited until they were right in the middle of the sea. And Lord said to Moses again, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians and upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, you know, and returned to his strength. And the morning appeared, and all the Egyptians were trying to run helter-skelter. The Lord overthrew them in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered their chariots. This was not ankle deep water. Covered their horsemen, all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. The Lord destroyed them all. Glory to God. But the children of Israel passed over upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were unto them like a wall on their right hand and on their left. Thus saved the Lord the children of Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw that the Egyptians were dead upon the seashore. The water carried their dead bodies. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord greatly and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. So that was the great command that the Lord spoke unto them. Go forward. You know, go forward. And the Lord knows what he's saying. Well, there were times after they did go forward, later on, different things happened. And they settled down in different places and so forth. So we're going to pick up the story now in the book of Deuteronomy. So I'm going to pick up the next story. And he's, in this chapter, as you know, they've gone through, they've accomplished a few things, gotten a few victories, but they've settled down, you know, a particular amount, they settled down there, and, you know, but that was not their destination. There were moments of rest that God gave them, but their destination was the promised land. And many times God answered their murmurings. In fact, the story of the manna was a response to their murmurings. And the Lord gave them manna as a response to their murmurings, but the promised land was far better than the manna. And God wanted to get them to that promised land. Now, in their hearts, many of them, you know, had even turned back in their hearts to Egypt. And some of them were content and did not want to go forward. But the Lord was going to fulfill his promise. The oath which he swore to Abraham, you know, and gave to Isaac and Jacob, particularly to Abraham, his friend, told him, I'm going to give you this land, all the land that you can see beyond this river and over on the other side and here, there, and so on. I'll give it to you. The land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and all these things I give unto you, said the Lord. And so, well, in their journeys, it came to pass that, you know, after some few wars and different things, some few small conquests, they settled down. And so, let's pick up this story in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1. Now, these be the words that Moses spake unto all Israel on this side Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain over against the Red Sea between Paran and Tophel, you know, and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizabar, Dizahab. These are 11 days journey from Arab, the Mount, you know, the way of Mount Seir and Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, in the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him to give commandment unto them, you know, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Ashtaroth, and Edrei, on this side Jordan. In the land Moab, began Moses to declare this law. The Lord spake unto us in Horeb, Moses said. The Lord our God, he spake to us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. You know, so, you know, there's a time when we forgot the mission. And then, you know, you have just settled in, you know, lost sight of the end game, the real end game, the target, and they lost sight of it, and they are now settled down. Well, because God wearied them out, actually, because of their unbelief. He made them to go round and round and round and round and round, you know, in circles for years, 40 years, actually. And then, you know, so, but the word of the Lord would not fall to the ground. He was still going to do that which he had promised. So today, Moses is going to speak to them in the name of the Lord. The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn ye now and take your journey and go. It's again, go forward to the mount of the Ammonites and unto the places of the high. You know, thereunto in the plain and the hills, in the valley, in the south, by the seaside, the land of the Canaanites, unto Lebanon, the great river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give unto them and to their seed after them. So there came a reminder, you know, that we're not there yet, and we got to get up and move forward. That's the advancement part of this. You got to move forward, you know. And the Lord began to inspire them again through the words that he would speak to Moses, and so on and so forth. Well, let's go to the next chapter 2 of Deuteronomy. And here God's going to tell them some more things, you know, same commandments again and again. God began to tell them there's some things you have to do, you know. So when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, because the Lord told them in Numbers, the book of Numbers, your carcasses will fall in this wilderness because you have not sanctified the word of the Lord. You will all perish. And it's your children whom you thought will be destroyed in the wilderness. They will I bring. The rest of you will die. And they died, many of them. So when the men of war were consumed dead from among the people, Moses said, well, then the Lord spoke unto me, saying, thou art to pass over through Ar and the coast of Moab this day. And when thou comest nigh against the children of Aaron, Ammon, leave them alone. I'll meddle with them. I'm not going to give you their land. Just pass by and so forth. You know, but there's a place where I'm taking you to. You know, don't be distracted by trying to do these wars along the way. And that's not your fight. Just leave them alone. You know, but there was a place that God was taking them to. And here is what he said unto them. Rise ye up, verse 24 of Deuteronomy 22. Rise ye up, take your journey. See, you know, sometimes, you know, we settle in with the status quo, and there needs to be a shaking and a rattling. And this message is for that exactly. You know, there needs to be a stirring. Something's got to stir up within you. Rise up, take your journey, and pass over this river Anon. Behold, I have given unto thy hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to possess it. Now that's begin. And contend with him in battle. Now that's the other part that I'll be speaking about today. You know, so there is a battle still at hand. Some battles and some settling in are taking place or happening. But the Lord said, no, you're not there yet. You know, get up. You've dwelt long enough in this place. Time for you to go forward. And so I told them to get up. And he said, this day will I begin to put the dread and of thee upon and the fear of thee upon the people, the nations, under the whole heaven. The shall hear report of thee, and they shall tremble, and their pain anguish because of thee. The Lord, he did that. And he encouraged them to stir up within themselves. And there is a victory, or there are victories yet to be won. And where we are right now is not the final place where we are supposed to be. The journey is still great ahead, and we must bestir ourselves. Praise the Lord. And there's a battle and some contending that must be done. And you know, there's always some contending that must be done for any promise that God gives. You know, sometimes our own hearts and minds, you have to contend sometimes with your very soul. When your soul is not believing the word of God, your spirit are coming there and contend with it. Use the word of God to divide between the soul and the spirit. There's some contending going on there. And sometimes you have to get in prayer and contend for what God has already promised. We've seen that story with Elijah. The Lord promised the rain was coming. Go show yourself to Ahab this day, for I will send rain upon the earth. But there was no rain in sight. You know, Elijah repeated the same thing to Ahab. Go, get thee up, eat and drink, for I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. But there was no rain in sight. You know, and what did Elijah do? He had to pray. You got to sometimes pray and contend for that promise that God has already given. Given the promise, but not in sight. You got to contend for it. And Elijah contended for that thing in prayer. He saw it already. The Lord spoke it to him. He heard it. He seen it in the spirit. But it was not in sight. He had to pray. Send his servant to go check it out. There still was nothing in sight. Or pray some more. He check it out. There still was nothing inside. Pray some more. Go check it out. I mean, on and on and on and on for about 7 times. We don't know how long he took in between each of those 7 times. But he put his head between his knees, agonized in prayer. Prayed fervently. It wasn't just some small prayer. It was real contending prayer that he did. Until he received the breakthrough. Now, when God had promised something, and God, I mean, many promises of God that God has given us, either through the scriptures or directly to you by his voice, or whichever way he gave it, sometimes those promises will be dormant for a while, sometimes even a long while. And then someday the Lord begins to inspire you. You know, to get up. You dwelt in this place long enough. And it's time for you to advance and move into the promise of the Lord. Begin to tell you, such as this day. Then what must you do? Well, you got to suit up, get up, and be ready to go and fight for that which is yours. Praise the Lord. And it could be, you know, we lost sight of the promise, or it could be that things came in to distract us, or it could be when you're not paying attention, the devil got in there and took something. Whatever it was, when the Lord began to stir your mind to realize what you've lost or what you can still attain, then you must take action. There was a young man who kept his father's flock in the night, or in the wilderness. And a lion one day came while he wasn't looking, took something from the flock. Well, once he realized it, he went after the lion. His name was David. You know the story. And he's not just going to sit back, you know, and let the lion get away with it. No. Gonna go contend for that which was his to start with the enemy took. Gonna get it back. The same thing, a another bear came one day, grabbed one of the flock. And no, you're not going to get away with it, not on my watch. Went after him as well. Hand-to-hand combat with lion and bear. How do you win in such cases? But he did. And got back that which was his. Praise the Lord. Today, I want to challenge us to rise up and turn and take your journey. You've dwelt in this place long enough, the Lord said. It's time for you to arise. And here is a promise of what the Lord wants us to do this day. Remember, we read the promise of go through Isaiah 62 and verse 10. A few days ago when we were talking about preparing the way of the people, I said, well, once the way of the people prepared, then the people must go through. And sometimes the priest must go ahead of them. We read that in Joshua. And then the people must follow, but they must go through. That's a must. You gotta get up and cross over this Jordan, and go through. And so we gotta do that. And God has given commandment for us to go through. And here's what must be in our sights now. In the book of Isaiah chapter 54 verses 2 and 3. This must be in your sights. Enlarge the place of your tent. That means think bigger. Think bigger. Visualize even more. Think bigger. Praise God. You got to think bigger. And the Lord said, stretch forth the curtains of your habitations. Spare not. Wow. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. Why? For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate places to be inhabited. You gotta do something. Sometimes we're limited in our thinking. There was this story that happened between Abraham and his nephew Lot. Out of the kindness of his heart, the story, Abraham brought Lot along. When their companies grew so large, they started to fight. And Abraham said, well, there's no need. The land is before us. Why don't you divide? You go this way, I'll go that way. If you go that way, then I'll go this way. And Lot looked for the one that was better looking. He took that. And Abraham was left with the short end of the stick, if you might call it that. But as far as God is concerned, that didn't make any difference to the Lord. So, after, that the Lot was separated from him, here's what happened. Genesis chapter 13 and verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, this is now the, enlarge your tents, spare not, think bigger kind of thing. Lift up thine eyes now and look from the place where you are. So where are you, men and brethren, ladies and gentlemen, dearly beloved? Where are you right now in your journey? Where are you? Wow. The Lord says, from the place where you are, not place where you will be tomorrow, not the place where you were yesterday, but right now, in this moment, from where you are standing right now. That's it. Now is the accepted time. Today is a day of advancement. Glory to God. From the place where you are right now, the Lord said, I want you to lift up your eyes and look on the place where you are. Look northward. Look southward, eastward, and westward. Why? Why must you look? This is 360 vision. This is vision 360. All around you. You look in front, you look around, you look everywhere. The Lord said, well, for all, that is because, the reason you should do it, because all the land which thou seest. Well, but you got to look. See, if Abraham didn't look and didn't lift up his eyes, or if his vision was impaired or something was in his line of sight that was blocking him and he couldn't see far enough, then, you know, he would only be able to get what he saw. That's what the Lord said. You know, for all the land that you see will I give you. In other words, what you can see is what you can get. You got to visualize it, got to see it. See more, get more. Well, I give to you. Now, I've often told people that, look, there may be times that your line of sight will be impaired, or your vision may be impaired or blocked. You know, you got to get over that. Rise up to see over the obstacles that are blocking your line of sight. And the higher you go up, you know, the further out, or the further out the horizon will be. If you want to see far out, you've got to climb up higher. The words of exhortation and admonition that we get from the Lord from time to time, such as it is this day, is to cause us, our spirits, to rise so we can see more. See more, get more. All that you can see, the Lord said, I give to you. But you've got to see it. You got to look for it also. See it in the spirit, what the Lord is saying. Widen your vision, enlarge. You know, you can do these things because the Lord put in us the capacity to have that nature of God as creators. God is the creator of all things, but he has deposited something in us. We have that attribute, you know, to be able to do things. And some of times we don't know, we can't discover these things. But you know, we don't create things out of nothing like God, but we can take what God's already created and make things out of those things. God himself, he recycles some things that he had created and bring things out. Look at the book of Genesis. First, he made things out of nothing, called some things out. And then he called things out of those things that he already just made. After he spoke and made the heavens and the earth, then he began to call things out of the earth. Let the earth bring forth, let the seas bring forth abundantly creature after its kind, the moving creature, the this, the that, the birds, and the this. First, he created things out of nothing. Then he created things out of things. You know, that shows us the sampling of what can be. Think of God as the one that create things out of nothing. Well, think of we can take things which God already made and make things out of them, because we have the capacity to do that. You know, and in our own realm, we must use our visualization. Yeah, you must see what the Holy Spirit is telling us and visualize greater victories to be won. Thank you, Jesus. Now, talking about the kingdom of God, it's the same exact thing. You know, some of us rested on our oars long enough. Now, we must get up and contend for the kingdom. From the days of John the Baptist until now, Jesus said, well, the kingdom of God must be taken, you know, by people who are violent. They take it. The Lord told Joshua, be very courageous. Very courageous. I want to read to you a story from the commission that God gave to Joshua. How many times, when I read to you this place, I want you to see how many times the Lord will tell Joshua to be strong and be very courageous. I want to see it. You know, because this is what we need. Because sometimes our hearts are faint because of whatever we've been through. Joshua chapter 1, verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is now dead. Now, you therefore arise and go over this Jordan. See, it's still the same thing. You got to go. You can't be in one place. Moses was doing the best he could, but the people were very rebellious. So they didn't quite get there. Joshua is now the one that's actually going to finish it. And here's what the Lord said to me. Go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, have I given you, even as I said to Moses. But, well, if the Lord said that, and if the Lord says that, and if you stand still in one place, then that's all you will get. You got to move to get more. It's the same consistent message. You got to move to get more. You got to go and contend and begin to contend, begin to possess, begin to contend, he said. He said, look, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. I mean, just everywhere, every side. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Isn't that wonderful? I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Wow. Those are strong words. That's an oath of God's everlasting faithfulness. Be strong. Here's what he's going to tell him now. And let's count all the times he's going to talk about being strong and courage. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land. So Joshua is the one that's going to do it. Which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. At the second time. Be strong and of a good courage. Well, now it says again, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all the Lord. And there's a secret in here too, you know, to how you get, you know, it's like formula for success. It's written in here. He said, be strong and be very courageous. Be, you know, that you may observe to do according to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Well, turn not from me to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper. that's a secret right there. You know, do all that the Lord has commanded us, even by the mouth of the prophets. He said, well, that's how you are going to prosper whithersoever thou goest. That's how you're going to prosper. And this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in. Well, in order for you to be able to do what the Lord commands, you have to read it and search it out. You know, if you don't, how will you know what he's already said? So Moses gave them the law, wrote it down, and they said, well, you got to read it and meditate on it, you know, and listen to this. When you read it and meditate on it and you are determined to do all that is written therein, for then shall thou make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have, then shalt thou have good success. So that's the secret right there. Formula for success is in digging up the word of God, meditating upon it day and night, doing as it says, and being very courageous to go forward. That's it. You know, he said, Have I not commanded thee? Am I not your commander in chief that giving you commandment? You know, in the military, you do what your commander says. Be strong. That's another time. That's the third time now. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Now, three times, you know, in this commandment and this charge that God is giving to Joshua, three times, I told him to be strong and very courageous, you know. And then when Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, well, pass through this host and command the people, prepare your victuals for within 3 days. Now, see, Joshua, I'm going to act on this thing right away. See, that was the thing with this man, Joshua. Didn't mess around. Lord told him to do, he's going to do it. He said, look, in 3 days, we're going to get this thing done. You shall pass over this Jordan, go in and possess this land with the Lord your God, give it to you. And he's going to strengthen himself. And he spoke to the Reubenites and the Gadites and, you know, 3.5 tribes, you know, he told them, you know, this one and so on. Remember the word the Lord to Moses told you, on this side of Jordan, you have this, and then your brethren will have all the other sides, and so forth. Go and help your brethren, let them get the thing, and then you come back, and so on. I mean, he began to give them commandment and listen to the people. And they themselves are going to encourage Joshua too. You know, and the people answered Joshua in verse 16, saying, all that thou, you know, hast commanded us, we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we hearken to Moses in all things, we will also hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. Now, whosoever therefore that be among the people that doth rebel against that commandment and will not hearken to all the words that you command us, we'll put him to death. Only be thou strong and of a good courage. So 4 times in this chapter, 3 times from the Lord directly himself, and even 1 time from the people, Joshua is getting the instruction to be strong and of a good courage. Now that's what it's going to take, ladies and gentlemen, for you to move forward. You got to be strong and very courageous even. You got to take bold strides. Don't let the boisterous waves keep you back. Step out of the boat. Keep your eyes on the promise and on the word that said come. You know, and don't look to this way or that way. Look straight on. Let our eyelids look straight in front of you. And Jesus in front of you telling you, come. And you better come and keep going. One step after another. But be very bold. You know, you're walking on the word of promise. Even upon the waves, the proud waves of the sea, the boisterous waves and everything. The word said, come, and you're walking on that come, on that promise, on that commandment, on that instruction to come, and you be very bold and courageous. You must do that in order, and remember, the secret of success, given right here, you must always go back to the word of God, that you may observe to do everything he says. But it's because inside that word, there's strategy. Strategy. Give you instruction. Give you inspiration. It's all inside that word. And then the Lord is going to make you to have good success. You'll prosper wherever you go. All the land where you get into, sir, I will give it to you, but you gotta go. If you don't go, you won't get more. You get the place that you are in. Perhaps you got that one and you settled in. You got to launch out into the deep. Let out your nets for a drought. And, you know, sometimes your soul will say, well, I've done that all night long, Lord, but I caught nothing. Well, That's what Peter began to speak at first in Luke chapter 5. But the Lord said, no, go and do it again. But this time, I'm going to give you the strategy. And Peter immediately, recognizing that this was the master's voice, said, well, you know, we've tried that all night long and, you know, we're not able to catch anything, but nevertheless, at your word. See, that's how you put his soul in its place. You know, take the word of God in your spirit, according to Hebrews 4 and 12, to divide the soul and the spirit. But today, the admonition, the commandment, the encouragement, the exhortation, the instruction is you must get up, you know, out of this place of complacency. You can do more for the Lord. That's right. And September, to remember, is also an instrument in that direction. We got to come together for instruction and impartation for us to do more for the Lord and even for ourselves, but mostly more for the Lord first. That's right. Yeah, we got to always think of the Lord first. You know, love the Lord first with all your heart. Jesus said, pursue the things of the kingdom first, and all these other things will be added. You know, most of the time we are pursuing those things that Jesus said will be added. We are pursuing those things. And sometimes we don't get them because the rules in the kingdom are different than the rules in the world. And sometimes we're trying to do things the way of the world, and that's why it's not working. Because you are now in the kingdom. Things are different. And Jesus said, in the kingdom, you pursue the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Must be in pursuit of that. You're always looking for more of the word of God, searching it, listening to it. And when you hear it, you're meditating on it to make sure you understand it. Ask the Lord questions also too. Make sure you understand the instructions. What is God saying at this time? Let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is speaking to the church or churches. And then you take your journey and rise up and begin to possess and contend. That's all the things we must do. Praise the Lord. So today, that's our exhortation. And as a reminder, a couple years ago, the Lord began to tell us about the emerge. You know, you should emerge, you should advance, you should break forth. Well, the word of God once spoken is forever settled. But at times it may be dormant or latent. Something must activate it. You know, the Lord may come and give you inspiration, but then you've got to put voice to it to activate it. You know, you got to say the same things that the Lord has already said. Well, the Lord said, get up. Well, so well, I'm getting up. The Lord said, move. Say, well, I'm moving. Well, the Lord said, I will help you. Then you say, well, I know the Lord will help me. Glory to God. You put voice to his word. Take the action as he is directing. Praise the Lord. And we must look to the Lord for instruction. Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. What he started, he will finish, because actually, he finished it first before he even started it. So if you have that level of confidence, well, then you will know that he who has spoken unto you, you know, is going to bring it to pass. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid this foundation, the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. Was there something you started that you stopped praying about or stopped even pursuing? Well, first of all, we got to know that it was the Lord. It's a good thing to quit on that if it wasn't the Lord. If you did it out of your own mind, then forget it. Drop that thing real quick. But if it was the Lord, and inspired you, but then you stopped because of, you know, the Sambalats and the Tobiases, or you stopped because of the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Jebusites, and the Hivites, and all those things that were on the way. No. The Lord said, enough of that already. You gotta get up again and go forward and begin to possess that which is yours. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's our exhortation for today. And as you do this, think also of the upcoming September to Remember event. It's one thing also that we must do. It's been a long time, you know, that we've actually bestirred ourselves together like that. Now, of course, there will be forces of discouragement. As always, Sambalat and Tobiah, that will be there to weaken your hands when you're trying to do something. It will always be there. And you have to build with one hand, carry the sword with another. You know, well, we know how to do that. I know how to do that. You know, and but whatever we do, whatever you do, don't sit down in one place. You know, you got to get up. You got to rise up. You got to take your journey, go forward, take your journey. You got to begin to go in and possess. You got to contend along the way. But remember, the Lord has given it to you. He said it even before you got started. That's yours. And then you got to believe the Lord your God and also his prophets. To God be the glory. Father, I thank you, Lord, for everyone that's listening in today. Another reminder that we should not fold our arms and sit down. A little slumber, a little folding of the arms, so shall thy poverty come suddenly as an armed man upon someone that is not paying attention. But we shall get up in the name of the Lord. We shall bestir ourselves. We shall take our journey. We shall go through and we shall go forward in the name of the Lord. And because the time of advancement has come. Now, hear ye the word of the Lord. The time, you know, thou shalt arise, the Bible says in the book of Psalm 102. Thou shalt arise, well, upon your people and cause them also to arise. Yeah, and thou shalt have mercy upon your people, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 102, we're going to read, and I'm going to use this to pray over the room. Psalm 102, verse 13. Thou shalt arise, O Lord, and have mercy upon this walking with God family, for the time to favor her walking with God. Yea, the set time has come. The time of your advancement has come. Praise the Lord. And the Lord said, I will establish you a people. Yeah. You know, people will hear of it and will know what the Lord is doing. To God be the glory. Father, O Lord, let these words of inspiration enter into the hearts of the people. Cause the hands that are weary to be strengthened, the hands that hang down to be re-engaged. Glory to God. You know, the feeble knees to receive strength, and the heads that are bowed down be lifted up. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. God be the glory. And the King of glory shall come on in. There are places that yet to be taken. Glory to God. And we're speaking over certain things here, even in Phoenix, that the Lord has need of it. Yeah, in Scottsdale, Lord has need of it. Glory to God. And we must take the possession, begin to rise up and go in and possess. Be strong and of a good courage. Don't let anything discourage you. Go forward boldly. Now, in your lives also too, and whatever Red Sea moment you are facing, be strong and of a good courage. Step forward For the Lord thy God is he that doth go with thee. He will never fail you, and he will never forsake you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.